The entire month of April is Autism Awareness Month. And now, with 1 in 36 kids diagnosed with ASD, you might need a show that can give you some tools, resources, organizations, and foundations that you may not have otherwise known about. Look to my show, Life with the Spectrum, on YouTube and subscribe to the channel today. I'm Gina. Here's three things you need to know today. All non-compete holders, listen up. The FTC just voted, and later this year, that non-compete you signed will be worth nothing but the paper it was printed on. 1 in 5 Americans have non-competes, basically preventing them from walking across the street for a better employment opportunity, forcing folks to stay in toxic work environments and such. But now you will be able to freely switch to a different company with a similar position and not feel the threat of a lawsuit. This does not hold true, though, for senior executives. Their non-competes will continue to stand just because of how much proprietary information they're exposed to. But hey, if you don't have one of those positions and you are about to sign a non-compete, or you have one, just a heads up, it won't be worth anything later this year. And while we're here talking about the law and all, a new one just dropped on the airlines yesterday, now forcing them to refund your money in full for delayed flights, lost baggage, and even down to the Wi-Fi you bought but it didn't work on your plane. The new federal rule just dropped yesterday and will set the new standard for all airlines. So check it out. You will automatically get a cash refund if your plane is delayed more than 3 hours domestically, 6 hours internationally. If your bag isn't delivered within 12 hours domestically and 15 to 30 hours internationally of it being lost, you get some dough. And the Wi-Fi thing is pretty self-explanatory. One last thing, as part of the consumer protections, airlines will now have to disclose and be upfront with all of their fees, from baggage to junk fees. Boom. Finally, from Skittles to Flaming Hot Cheetos and now the latest in Prime hydration drinks, we are seeing states left and right banning them because of the cancer-causing ingredients. We know all of the red, blue, and yellow dyes are harmful, so why are they allowed to put it in these products anyway? But I digress. Prime hydration drinks are the latest under scrutiny now because of the forever chemicals in them. A lawyer had the grape flavor tested, and some others too. The results came back showing 3 times the amount a human should consume in a lifetime. A lifetime! Needless to say, Prime is now being sued, so what say you? Are you gonna toss the Prime or let your kids keep drinking it? I'm Gina. Those are the three things you need to know today. What trees need to go and what trees need to stay? Ask Dawn's Tree Service. They're certified arborists and they'll let you know with a free estimate. Then you mention that you heard it here, you get 10% off. Call 770-413-TREE.